This ends the nun's priest's tale. At the end of many manuscripts of the Canterbury Tales stands a short piece of prose, generally called the Retraction. It is a piece that scholars have found puzzling and moving. Puzzling because it seems to be a renunciation by Chaucer of those of his works that we value most. Moving because of the language in which a great author turns at the end to matters of eternal import.
Retraction. Here taketh the maker of this book his leave. Now pray I to them all that hearken this little treatise or read, that if there be anything in it that liketh them, that thereof they thank our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom proceeds all wit and all goodness. And if there be anything that displease them, I pray them also that they charge it to the default of my uncunning, and not to my will, that would full fain have said better if I had had cunning. For our book says, all that is written for our doctrine, and that is my intent. Wherefore I beseech you meekly for the mercy of God, that you pray for me, that Christ have mercy on me and forgive me my guilts, and namely of my translations and inditings of worldly vanities, the which I revoke in my retractions, as is the book of Troilus, the book also of Fame, the book of the 25 Ladies, the book of the Duchess, the book of St. Valentine's Day of the Parliament of Birds, the Tales of Canterbury, Zilka that soon and into sin, the book of the Lion, and many another book, if they were in my remembrance, and many a song, and many a lecherous lay, that Christ, for his great mercy, forgive me the sin. But of the translation of Boece's De Consolatione, and other books of legends of saints, and homilies, and morality, and devotion, that thank I our Lord Jesus Christ, and his blissful mother, and all the saints of heaven, beseeching them that they, from henceforth unto my life's end, send me grace to bewail my guilts, and to study to the salvation of my soul, and grant me satisfaction to do in this present life, through the benign grace of him that is King of kings, and priest over all priests, that bought us with the precious blood of his heart, so that I may be one of them at the day of doom, that shall be saved.
This ends the last in our selection from the Canterbury Tales by Geoffrey Chaucer, edited and hosted by Michael Murphy, and narrated by John Franklin Robbins, George Guidel, Ron Keith, Davina Porter, John Rayner, Barbara Rosenblatt, and Patrick Tull. You'll find a wide selection of titles in the Recorded Books catalog, including bestsellers, mysteries, classics, histories, and more. So, to order another recorded book, or for a copy of our latest listing, please call us using the toll-free number found on the back of the book. You can order by phone with any major credit card, or by writing to us, or by faxing us. Don't forget to ask about easy 30-day rentals by mail. On our website, you can browse the catalog, hear about the latest releases, place orders, or tune into narrator profiles and author interviews. So visit us there at www.recordedbooks.com. And thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.